Damn. There we go. Let me put my phone.
Bro, my bad. Were you waiting on me?
I mean, so no. At 2 o'clock, I started fucking with it, or like 1:58. But then I needed to go from the other podcast I have on Anchor and log into mine in order to send you an invite. So that's what I've been doing.
Mm, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to buy time, to be honest. I'm smashing a fish taco. I got one left. So
I know you love fish tacos, man.
Bro, you know what? It reminded me, the moment I was thinking about talking on here eating the fish taco, it reminded me of you remember when we had Bumblebee? You were eating that meat stick.
Whoa. When we had Bumblebee and I was eating that meat stick.
You're right. That came across a little weird.
Gee, yeah, I don't know that story.
Bumblebee was our yellow pathfinder we had in Afghanistan. Okay. Remember that thing?
Remember that, yes.
I remember getting in there one time. I think I was driving us back from shift or something. And I jumped up into the driver's side, like all you, I think it was you, Mikey, might have been Brandon or somebody. But like, car was loaded up and I jumped in there. And I remember sitting there, I'm getting my shit ready, and you're just back there smacking on a like Slim Jim or something. It's just the loudest shit I ever heard. I'm sitting there, everybody's looking at me like, why the fuck aren't you driving, bro? And I'm just staring in the mirror at you. Oh, my like, boy, is that pretty good? You're like, yeah, man, it's delicious. I'm like, fuck, it sounds delicious.
I remember that, dude. I remember that. Yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
That was the first thought that came in my mind. I was like, I don't want to be smacking my lips all on the headphones.
Dude, remember those summer sausage that we had in the office for forever? Do you remember that at all? In Afghanistan, we had these summer sausages, these fat ass, like just sausage that somebody sent out, but nobody ate it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, dude, they had these ugly fat ass summer sausages. And they've been there for 3 months in that hot ass thing. And one day one of us just opened it up and ate it and we threw up.
Really?
Yes, dude. We were like, let's just see how this shit tastes. And we ate it and immediately got sick.
Oh, dude. You weren't in Shukvani, were you?
No.
So no. Shukvani, we were there, what was it, December 2012, end of the world, right? The end of the Mayan calendar, whatever it was. I remember we were sitting there and we had like, I mean, that base was shit and it was tiny. So it was like just this little dirt tent that had an Xbox set up in it. And we had like Call of Duty and four controllers. So we had an end of the world party. We played that 2012 end of the world movie. And one of the docs that I think you know, might have been hanging out at the house when you were coming over all the time. But that guy was like, I'm like, yo, Doc, end of the world's today, bro. Like, we're going to watch some movies and just get fucked up in the tents. And he's like, oh, really? How are you going to get fucked up? I'm like, well, that's where you come in, man. And he's like, oh, I see what you mean. So he ended up, he's like, well, I can't get you anything really good, but I could make these muscle relaxers and a couple of these things disappear. And we're like, okay, sweet. So we get all these like random prescription pills. We start watching this movie. We're drinking fucking Rip It after Rip It. And we're popping muscle relaxers and random ass pills that we can get from the doc.
Anything and that could maybe work.
Anything that would just get us kind of buzz, you know, a red one, a purple one, a green one, like, fuck it. Just throw it down. I think every single one of us ended up just fucking throwing up and being deathly sick, dude. And I'm like, we're up there getting mortared and shit. And I'm like, everybody's fucked up. Like, it's the end of the world. Woo! On Red Bull, a bunch of uppers and downers and caffeine. Like,
hilarious.
Man.
Fucked up in the worst, dirtiest way. Dirty highs that are manufactured by just household and or things you can pull together. Mm-hmm. Always so muggy and nasty, and just you feel your body. The altered reality is for the worst. That's what I'll say.
I was the dumbass in boot camp that like snuck off with some other Marines and drank Listerine in the whiskey locker.
I've heard people that did that. Did you throw up?
Yeah, bro. You throw up, you get fucked up. You got to drink a lot of it though.
Goddamn.
Yeah, and they only let you have the cologne flavored one.
What's the most fucked up you ever been? Wow, good question. Hey, whoa, before we do this, man.
Yeah, kick it
off. Of course, right. We just want to jump in a conversation, man. But, you know, it's a fun. We're here. This is Redeeming Quality, the podcast for not how men speak, but how friends speak. We're here again. We're missing our good friend, Fat Ass Fez, because he happened to be in fucking in an undisclosed Disneyland location. Oh, I didn't want to say. But yeah,
why?
I don't know. I don't know why. I felt like I shouldn't, but
that was
yeah.
Really personal.
He went to Disneyland and shit, but I hope he's having a great time. It's me. I'm Mark, Musty Ass Mark. You can find me on the internet, Rastafari Unicorn, and the homie here.
I'm Dan. Got a mouthful of taco, but I don't have any social media following or anything, so.
Were we not supposed to start yet until you were done with the tacos?
No, my fault. I'll go.
Okay, cool. I hope the tacos are good. What kind of fish is it?
Cod.
Oh, solid.
Mm-hmm. Can't go. Solid, crispy action. It's not about like, it's about the breading, right? They get that right crisp on there. And make a shitty fish taste good.
It's very true. You can fry a goddamn elbow. You can fry a hand sanitizer fucking bottle and that shit can taste good. That's right. Just the first thing that's in front of me. But shit, man. What the fuck did I just ask you?
I don't. Oh, most fucked up you ever been. I think that was one of my topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. What's the most fucked up you've been? Well, I mean, I feel like, do we have to specify? Because there's all kinds of different fucked ups. You know,
there
I mean?
Are many type of fucked ups. Okay, I guess.
What's the most drunk fucked up you've been?
Okay, the most drunk fucked up I've ever been probably, you know, are times that I've blacked out. Like, so I couldn't even tell a story. I just know what people told me.
What about leading up to that point? Do you remember? Because that, for me, the most fucked up, like, I remember the leading up to, I remember the last thing, mm-hmm. and then I remember the following day.
Ooh. Ooh.
Because I was still fucked. I was fucked up.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. So mine, I think I was my little 16, 17-year-old simp ass.
Okay.
It's like, there's this girl, and I'm like, oh, dude, this girl's all cute and everything, and, like, she's actually interested in me, right? The young me didn't have much success in the lady department, so I'm like, wow, she kissed me. Like, so me, I'm like, yeah, we're a thing now, right? And I'm thinking that this is all special because we've kissed. Well, then later on, I'm like, hey, like, will you be my girlfriend? Do the whole, like, you know, formal ask, whatever. And she's essentially like, yeah, you know, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm not interested in you, you other bitch. And I'm like, fuck. So I get all sad and whiny, and I go over to my friend's house who's having a party. And I've never been over to his place. When I get there, I'm like, oh, his mom's house, right? We're young. But I get over to the place, and he's got an outdoor pool and all this cool shit. And I'm like, wow, this is fucking rad. You know, I show up and they're like, what's up, dude? And I'm like, I'm just here to get drunk. This chick broke up with me, even though we were never dating, you know, I'm just fucking retarded. And they're like, oh, dude, you could just drink it away. You know, like already talking like old blue collar fucking men. And they're like, hey, just here, have a drink. That'll fix it. You know, I'm like 16. So I end up drinking an entire bottle of Southern Comfort to myself. Because like, I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea. And I'm a fucking retarded kid. And then after I finished that bottle of Southern Comfort, like I chugged it, right. Just thinking like, I'm going to show off. And then I started drinking tequila after that. And mind you, this was over a 10-minute span, probably.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, cause I just like tilted the bottle back trying to show off. And I'm just like, chug, chug, chug. Now the Southern Comfort bottle at first, it wasn't like a full bottle, but probably like 3/4 of a bottle or half a bottle of Southern Comfort at 16. And I just remember sitting there and I'm like, oh God, I don't really feel that good. And I remember the basement of the house that we were hanging out at that had like a really low ceiling. And the last fucking conscious thought I had was like, I'm got my hands pressed to the top of the ceiling. So I'm like kind of stemming myself off of the ceiling and the floor so I could keep my balance. Cause like, I could not walk. And I just remember there was like a fucking Vietnam war movie on or something. It was just like a helicopter scene where it's like, and like the rotors are going, you know, and I just remember looking at them and it made me really nauseous. Don't remember a single thing. Next day, wake up. My buddy Mike is sitting there and shaking me. He's like, dude, wake up, man, wake up. I'm like, I'm getting up. And he's like, dude, you're not fucked up, you got? And I'm like, I'm still fucked up, right? And I'm like, throwing up still in the morning. I'm like, dude, I got to puke. And I'm vomiting. And I'm like, coming to. And I still can't even see. Like, I can't see right. Everything's all blurry and stuff. And I'm like, oh, God. He's like, dude, look at these pictures of you. And I, like, I couldn't see the pictures that he was trying to show me on the phone. Because, like, I was still that fucked up. And I was like, I can't tell. And we were going paintballing that next day. And I'm like, go out there and paintball. I don't even have a gun. I'm just walking around on the field getting shot to shit because I don't know what's going on still. And I get back to the house after paintball and all this stuff. I walk into my bathroom and I'm like, hey, Mom, how's it going? She's looking at me and she's like, you look rough, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I got a little too drunk over at Mike's house, and because Mom never really had an issue with it. And I take off my shirt to jump into the shower to take a shower when I get home. And my mom's like, it says I'm a dick sucking diva on your back. And I'm like, what? And I'm like turning in the, and there's this fucking just cock murals all up and down me and everything. And I'm like, dude, you gotta be kidding me. So then the next time I see Mike, which is like a day or two later, and I can actually see out of my eyeballs, I'm done vomiting. I think I was puking for like 3 or 4 days, man. Oh, and I couldn't God. Eat food or anything. And then after I saw him, he showed me these pictures. And these pictures, it's like me butt naked on a bathroom floor with like a bucket on my head, like a big bowl, like almost like a dog bowl, something you would prepare a salad in my head. And the entire fucking bathroom floor is vomit. The whole thing is just puke. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, one, how did I get naked? Why is there like no puke in the bowl? It's all, and they're like, dude, we had to let you. We ended up leaving you alone. I was like, what do you mean? So they put me in the bed. Apparently when I passed out, I threw up all everywhere. So then they were like, well, fuck, took the sheets off. Apparently they went to throw me into the bathroom, and Mike said when he went to put me into the shower, he like stripped me down naked. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, and then I punched him in the face, and I'm like, shit, you know, like, my bad, man. And I'm like, why didn't you hit me back? He's like, well, I kind of felt bad because you were drunk, you know? And he's like, and then I was going to hit you back. And as soon as I cocked back, you hit me again. So I just dropped you and I left you there. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they came in and they saw that there was just vomit everywhere. And I'm like, after I saw that, I couldn't touch tequila for like, I think it was probably 10, 15 years before I ever drank tequila again.
Jesus.
It would like, seriously, anytime I would smell tequila, even though that wasn't what did it, I'm pretty sure it was a Southern Comfort beforehand, but I ended on tequila. And I think that's what killed it for me forever. I was fucking gone.
Can you drink tequila now?
If it's mixed into something, I won't do it straight, though. That's testing.
Mm-hmm. Tequila is such a healthy alcohol, I guess. It's like the healthiest alcohol. That's what I'll say.
I did not know until recently is, you know, tequila, unlike other alcohols, is apparently like an upper?
I didn't know that. It's not a depressant.
It is not a depression. Now, don't quote me on it. I was told this by somebody. Yeah. I've never verified it. Mm-hmm, but they also were like, yeah, that's why, like, you know, they'd be like, well, there's tequila drunk. Like, tequila drunk will make you do crazy shit because it's more of an upper than a downer like other alcohols. I was like, mm-hmm. Fuck. And that made me actually interested in drinking more tequila, to be honest.
Okay. It is not a stimulant.
No?
No. It's not a stimulant. You know, it's not an upper. It's now, why is tequila different? Tequila distilled from sugars from the agave plant. The distillation process gives it a different makeup of congeners, byproducts from fermentation/distillation than other alcohols. Thanks to these typically tequila drenched settings, the drink has earned a reputation for making any night a bit more wild. So
I'm a fucking idiot. I've just been duped.
I think that, you know, it says that it gives it a different makeup of congeners, byproducts from fermentation. So that is something, but I don't know what the hell that even means. That's just a sentence, you know? I don't know how to pick that apart. That's all I'll say about that. But it does say it's different. So there's something there, but it's not a stimulant.
Okay, I was way off then. I'm like, man, I gotta give this tequila another try. No, I don't.
You, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all these nights. I have some that were in the military, and I have some before. I'm trying to think. Okay, here we go. I guess I'll say before the military time. And this isn't just, it's drunk. It's usually when I'm drinking, it's something that I did to mix with it that fucked me up even worse. That's usually what my issue is. So, man, did you ever pop Coracetin at all?
I don't think I tried. Maybe, dude, I did a lot of random ass pills I didn't know, but I probably not. Let's just say no.
So Coracetin was it's a cough syrup, and it's a cough syrup pill, right? And if you pop a whole sheet of them, they comes four in a pack. If you pop four of them, if you popped the sheet of them, which was like 12 and these tiny little things, you would trip balls. You would trip.
Is it kind of like robo
it's
tripping?
It's robo tripping. That's what.
Oh yeah, bro. I've been on that. Okay.
Okay.
Proceed.
So proceed. Okay. Yes, indeed. Okay. So, so I am chilling with my ex's older sister. And she's just a Southern belle that can fucking drink her fucking alcohol, just sip all day, and you wouldn't even know. And so she's doing that, and then we go to the store and get some of those. And we're drinking, like, wine and just sipping it and then also popping those. And she's just holding her shit. So I'm drinking. I'm 18. I haven't even gone to the Marine Corps yet. You know, I'm a baby. So I'm drinking it all day. And then she's just like, you okay? And then I get up, dude, and just, like, throw up in the bed. Yes, dude, terribly. And then, like, her sister comes back, the girl that I end up dating and then marrying later, comes back and like, oh my gosh, what happened? And I throw up everywhere. They have to tip me on my side. I just barf all over the place. So embarrassing. And then the next, I'm tripping too. I'm like saying weird shit, you know? And then I have to take a shower, and they're like, what? You know, I was like shy. I'm like, hey, you can't see my dick like this, man. You can't see my dick.
It ain't even prepared.
It ain't even, come on, man. Like, I got to get something warmed up a little bit here. Like this, Joe. Just throw me in the shower, though. And they helped me up into it, and I do take a shower. But, like, that next morning, we were supposed to drive far as hell from where she lived there. And it was supposed to be some project to go. And I was like, so the type of hangover I had was specifically because it was robo-tripping. Like, I was still my eyes would not open. I was very sensitive to light, which is a normal hangover, but dude, I was still tripping and drunk, and my head was just, it was just fucked up, man. Like, it's very hard to explain. And she was like, you need to get up and come with me. And I made me get up and ride all the way down there. I could not function until like later that day. I was so torn up. And I'm like 18, so I know it was bad because your body bounces back so quick.
Right? If you're feeling shitty and you woke up at 18, like, dude, imagine that at 30.
Oh, I would die. I couldn't imagine surviving that hangover. That's just an OD. My body was able to thankfully process that, but I'm thinking I OD'd. That's what I'm thinking.
Dude, worst hangover I ever had was in the Marine Corps off of the fake XTC drug.
Oh! I didn't know you ever did that shit.
You try it?
Oh, I did. That shit was gnarly. That was...
No, bro. Never again.
That shit was insane. I'm pretty sure that was meth, man.
It was bad. Whatever it was. It was bad, bad. I remember... Go ahead.
Dude, the things that I've done, sneaking into towel on that shit, sitting on top of that damn horse that they have at the Paris, and then like whatever, dude. I just like did everything.
Oh, is that when you were drinking out of the Caesar fountain?
Yes, bro. Yes, dude. Snuck into the towel, met Coolio for some weird reason, took a picture with him.
I remember this. You remember we used to make up, like, I remember one time we went out and we all had a story, and I was like, all right, Mikey is a successful rapper, right? And then I think I was suited up and I was going to be his manager. So whenever we went into the nightclubs, they're like, yeah, well, this is my artist. You know, he just got a deal. So we're out here celebrating. People were coming over and like, they thought, just because they thought we were somebody's, they wanted to talk to us. And we got invited into the VIP section of this dude that wanted to just flex how much money he had, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm all about. And we're sitting there talking, and he's like, oh, so your boy raps, right? And I'm like, Mikey freestyle something. You know, he's fucked up. So he's sitting there and he's freestyling. And then we're like, Mikey's fucking, he blasted, dude. He's just gone, right? And I'm like, it's about time to go. And this dude's like, hey, here's some money, you know, get your boy home. And he gave Mikey $100 bill, right? And I'm like, we were at the, I think we were staying at the Vidara, and the Aria is like right across the way, or it might have been vice versa. Anyway.
Same thing. They're both across the street from each other, yeah.
And you know, they got that little roundabout, right?
Yes, yes.
Mikey went, jumped into a cab outside of one, gave the cabbie the $100. The cabbie drove him 100 yards.
And took the whole 100.
Further into the circle. And then he was like, all right, man, keep the change. And he got out and fucking went to his room for the night. I'm like, he was so fucked up. He gave the dude $100 and literally sat in the car for 14 seconds.
Dude,
like, all the dude was pull forward. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? He was gone.
Dude, I went to the strip club, fucked up. Everybody watched it happen. Fine-ass girl, Nicole, pushes me down in the seat, right? I give her $100 and I'm just like, hey, you get on back to me, girl. And she left and never came back. Dude, everyone right. Watched it happen. She pushes me down. I pull out $100. I be like, all right, baby, you go ahead and you come on back when you're ready now. And she bounced. And then my dumb ass walk around like, does anybody in here know Nikki? No one cared.
She didn't even work there.
She did push me down. Everyone watched that. She was fine as hell. And that's got some bread. Funny.
I was coming back from I was hanging out with Byron one time in Vegas, and he's like sitting there, and I think it was Byron and Mikey were there, and he's like, I'm not going out until I put $100 on blackjack. And we're like, fuck, all right, dude, we'll go take you. So we're like, bring him over to blackjack tables. He puts $100, loses it instantly, and he's like, all right, we can go out and take off. And I'm like,
why?
Right? I don't know. He just wanted to throw some dough down, right? And then so he's all pissed because he just lost $100 instantly, right? We're broke fucking Marines. Like, he loses $100. Now his mood's all soured. So he's like, fuck this. So he's going out and he's like, he's power drinking at this point. I'm trying to get him home for the rest of the night, you know, and I'm in the front of the cab and I'm like, yeah, sorry, my buddy's so fucked up. You know, like, I'm just trying to get him back. And this is Vegas. So obviously cabbies are used to it. And I'm like, by the time we get to the hotel, Byron is upside down inside of the cab, passed out asleep. Like, instead of seated upright, like if you just took the
his
seated
feet are, his head is where his feet are supposed to be.
Exactly. And his head is like, his feet are up at the head, like at the top of the cab. But somehow he's got it like his back is like rolled over the bottom butt portion of the seat. And then his butt is on like the backrest of the seat. And I'm like, how the fuck? He's in like some, you know, weird, like, what's that bondage shit? You look like some fucking bondage thing.
Right, those Japanese, like, tying up shit, that shit. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay, fuck. And I'm like, hey, yo, Byron, we got to go. You know, like, get up, man. We got to go. And I'm trying, and he's like, he's just done. So I'm like pulling him out of this cab, and I pull him all the way out of the cab. The second his feet touch the concrete, he's alive again. I'm like, are you, what the fuck is going on? And then he calls some escorts to the hotel room, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? He's like, dude, I just called some girls. And I'm like, Lee, what? I was like, you were dead 20 minutes ago, you know? And he's like, yeah, but these girls are coming over. And then the girls came over and they're like lap dancing and doing all this stuff. And Lee's like, well, how much for sex? And they're like, we don't do that. You need to get out. They kicked him out. I was just like, that was the funniest.
Kicked him out of where?
Out of the hotel room.
Out of whose hotel room?
The one that we were staying in.
They kicked him out.
No, Lee kicked them out.
Oh, hilarious.
He was like, well, how much for more? You know, like, I want to fuck. And they're like, we don't do that. And he's like, get out.
I love it.
Instant boot.
Amazing. I never stayed. Okay, I stayed with Lee one time and I met this one girl and then I tried to bring her back and he was in the room and I don't know if I for whatever. I just didn't bring a girl back just because Lee was in the room and wasn't really partying like that. But fun times, dude.
I remember, God, I could go on with so many stories. I could tell you stories about like you being fucked up where I'm just like, man, like this motherfucker. Oh, I mean, Fez has got to edit all this. I don't know. He's kind of picky about what he wants out there sometimes, so I don't know if we should go into all the stories.
Oh, we can't go super. We can't go super duper deep, but I do have more. That's why I'm like, man, bro, yeah, this could get really wild.
If we could only go there.
Yes, yes, yes. Did you want to? you were saying Drake beat Kanye sales, what you want to say?
I mean, that's like old. Well, I mean, okay. It was just a thought topic in my head. That's been dated. I'm actually a little more interested in the Chappelle. Like, I know the last time we recorded, I didn't talk anything about it because I hadn't seen it.
So you've seen it at this point?
I went and watched it. And it's not only, so it's funny, right? It is funny, but to me, the fact that anybody's going to come out and cancel or try to attempt to cancel him based off of that proves the very fucking point of his entire special. Ooh. It literally proves exactly what he's trying to prove by doing the special he did. To me, it's like he's literally saying, like, as a white man, I can't repeat half of the jokes that just really slapped, you know. But I'm like, when he's sitting there, he's like, no, you know, people think that I have an issue with trans. Like, go back and look. I don't have a problem with trans people. I got a problem with white people. And then he goes on to explain. He's like, you know, when the white people, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, well, call me woman and bomb, you know. And you're like,
yes,
exactly. Like, that is the point. And he's like, so they want to sit there and do all these, and I'm like, all he's saying are things that are true. He is expressing his opinion and how, like, when he says, like, oh yeah, you know, we're sitting back and we're like, man, look at their movement. Look at how it's going, you know? And it's like, man, if we could, and I'm like, he's saying all these things that clearly highlight issues and then being completely honest. And like, that's what most of us in this country seem to have a problem with, is like somebody being honest about something. We just pretend like we don't realize what the truth is when we know it. And I just think it's fucking funny that afterwards they're like, this is offensive to them. And it's like, the whole special was about like how it's pretty much reverse. Like, you're taking around this thing, like, now a black trans person is different. It's its own specialized thing. And it's like, when the fuck does it end? You know, like, I don't get it.
I think that you brought up some great points, badass points. I have watched it and then talked with two people, two women, and then my own friends about it. Yeah, of course, I'm like, he made some great points, some great points about it, you know, about, you know, things about race. The how do I say this? I agree with you easily with most of the things you said. Here's the sides that I have heard against it, right? That makes sense, that are not... Here's a side that I heard that made sense that are not, you know,
not so necessarily sensitive. Your opinion.
No, that are not super sensitive and make the most sense, and are like where somebody could have a problem with it, but not necessarily the things that I heard from trans people, to be honest. But
okay,
if you are a black queer person, right, and you already know that there's racism within the LGBT community, right?
Yeah,
right, and you talk about that already. And Dave Chappelle is still making fun of trans and gay people. Did he do you a service or an injustice there?
Now is he making fun? See, that's the thing. Like, for me, I think I identify too much with that particular, like, a comedian's mindset, right? Like,
okay.
Much like you do too. Like, we had a FaceTime call early this morning, actually. And like, when we were talking about, like, we had talked about, like, how you and I both are like the type, when somebody's doing something out in a public place, that's in a, like, we're going to be like, hey, like, excuse me, like, what are you doing? You know?
Yes,
like,
yes.
People think that makes you an asshole immediately, you know? And I feel like, with that, like, I don't think he's purposely trying to offend people. I think he's just sharing his opinions. And I think that, like, me personally, like, if somebody's racist, they're racist. Like, what is me sitting there and being pissed off about it going to do? It's not going to change that person's opinion. All I can do is be me and, like, try to be a good person, right? So when I think about, does he do them a service or a disservice, I think that's up to each individual. And I think that's where the problem happens with social media, is everybody wants to try and jump in on, okay, well, this is right and this is wrong. And nobody wants to have their own fucking opinion.
Well, okay, question now. Is he making fun? He is making fun,
yes,
and making jokes. Now, are those things harmful is the other question. Now, what does harmful mean? Meaning, like, okay, let's say,
okay, Can I pause you?
Yeah.
Okay, so now to your point, like what you're saying, are those harmful? Now, when he told the story about, I believe, the friend Daphne, the trans friend.
Yes.
So he had a trans friend, Daphne, who was not offended by his trans jokes, right? Obviously, there's like that's one person that represents a giant. Yes. Like, I get that. But like with all of these things, you go through it and it's like, okay, well, he had this trans friend. The trans friend was fine with it. All of this stuff. What did the trans friend do? Tried to defend him on Twitter. The trans person's own community was so fucking offended by their opinion, even though they live the same fucking lifestyle, that they told him, hey, you're wrong, to the point where that person could no longer handle it and killed themselves. And that's coming from your own community because you disagree with the majority. And if you can't conform, then fuck you. And that's what I have a problem with.
They didn't even acknowledge that as a thing that they pushed, that they pushed this person to suicide, actually. But did he play a part in it by raising this person up super high into the thing and everyone being, but he actually typed
potentially,
up
potentially, yeah.
But the trans person actually typed up and said, actually, he's not punching down. Here's my other thing though. If you're if you were in a community, let's say that it was a situation where there was a bunch of hate crimes going on, white men, white straight men. There were just a bunch of hate crimes where we saw an uptick in violence against white straight men.
Towards us.
People were just like walking up and beating the shit out of them, right? Okay. Uh-huh. Would it be harmful if motherfuckers were, and now there was just a hate groups building for strong, for white men, right? Hate groups that overall, like, acute people that specifically have manifestos around white men and fucking say it, like there kind of is for trans people. If there was a comedian that came up and said white jokes and told jokes about white dudes, is that stuff contributing to their, to putting them in harm? I don't know. Because it's like,
can you run that by me one more time, but bullet it? Like,
all right, so okay. Let's just do trans, because making it white people makes it more complicated. Okay. There are trans people, and there are a lot of violence against trans people with color, right? Okay. There is violence.
Within the trans community.
Within the trans community, there are hate crimes, a lot of hate crimes, right? Now, at what rate, I don't know. People would say a lot, but if I did the math on per capita, I don't really know. Not trying to be an asshole, but that's what I feel, honestly. Like, okay nevertheless. So they do get hurt, right? So if you are telling jokes that are about them, are you contributing to that? Is that violence as well?
Are you contributing to it? Yes. I would say yes. If then, I'm being unbiased, I would think that you are contributing to it. So I could give somebody that.
That's what because they're you're, saying. That's their
it's making other people able to potentially make fun of them more.
Yes. If right? you're like, an idiot, that's
well, Dave Chappelle said it.
Exactly. If you're a trans hater already, now the special comes out and you can double down on your beliefs that these niggas should not exist, especially because it's on mainstream media and Netflix signed off on it. And also they
but
fought
for it. But I think
that's
for the going, sensitive people. You know what I mean? Now, like, now. We each get a say in what goes on, right? Just like somebody that tells me I have to accept these things. Like, why do I have to? Because you say, like, what is right and wrong? I don't do Jesus. So why do I have to do what you say? Like, right or wrong to me is what I feel like right or wrong.
Or how about this? Know? Grand Theft Auto has been out for, 15 years or something?
Right.
Probably more. Okay, every once in a while, a kid will, go and shoot somebody, do something, and say it was because of the video game. Does everybody supposed to not play Grand Theft Auto anymore now because that one person wanted to run and play the video game in real life?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not all of us. So that's where that is wrong, but we're talking about people. But we are talking about people the whole time.
I think as Americans, we are so influenced by, like, what's cool. Like, you had brought this up previously in other podcasts about, like, other countries, like, want to be looking like swagger jacking off of the U.S. And it's like, hi, like, why would you even do that? You know, like, we're over here just, like, trying to show off for whatever the fuck reasons. But, like, I feel like that's the issue with in the U.S. Like everybody is, they're more likely to pick up on shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just follow what everybody else thinks is the thing. I don't know. It's also comp. I think you have complex. An opinion. I have an
it's
opinion.
Everybody like, does, dude. Yeah.
Right. And the people that just like have an issue with that, it's like, it's weird. It's weird to me that it's like, you have to subscribe to something. And if not, like, fuck you. You know, I'm like,
not just fuck you. You lose your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You lose your living. So it's like, there's some pressure to be like, okay, I get this stuff. I totally get it. I'm in on it with you guys. You know, there's pressure to totally a little bit conform, not to be rude.
Well,
you know?
Too. I mean, look at like a work scenario too. Like people are like, you ever been called a kiss ass? And it's like, bro, like for doing the job, right? I mean, I realize there are kiss ass. I'm like, guess what? I'm not going to be ashamed if I am a kiss ass or if I'm not. Like, I'm going to just be me. But if you think it's a kiss, like, I want to keep my job because that benefits me. What the fuck is wrong with
I want
that?
To keep my job, right? Because genuinely,
it
I
is
have
good
bills.
For me.
Yes.
You know, that's, and then people are like, you're such a kid. You're a lazy bitch. So because I'm not lazy like you and I look better, I'm more employable. That's what you have an issue with. Instead, you're just going to be like, you're a kiss ass, you know? And it's like, wait, what? Like, why do people have an issue with somebody doing something that is better for them? And 90% of the time, it's because those people won't do it for themselves.
There's other people, man, there's other, like, I think I look at people that like do like make videos and shit and stand up, right? They make videos all day. And like that makes them popular. And so they have a bigger following. And so they get booked more. Okay. Yeah. But would I have made the videos of me singing or dancing? I don't know if I would have. I should, maybe. But I'm like, nigga, ain't nobody trying to be fucking in front, like, doing Megan Thee Stallion dance.
Right?
I'm a grown-ass man, bro.
Yeah.
I'm 30. I'm
not jumping in with the teens just so they click
on
me.
Doing the same dances as a fucking 14-year-old? Well, at what point? What, come on, man. I guess I should be more shameless. Look. Listeners, you see me doing the dance, it's because I genuinely decided I
want.
No, it's because
I conformed.
Yes,
I wanted the money.
It is. That's why, bro. And right. So I want to be. I do look good. It's not like I'm ugly. So I should be shaking my ass a little bit more. Honestly,
like I was just talking to Kalia. It was like with the Cheeto hair. Like, why not change it up all the time? And go model it.
I could do that more often. I could.
You could. I mean, you got the skills for it. Me,
I have a look. No homo. Like,
no, you do. You do. And it fits well, especially for what you do. You know,
and
I mean?
We don't have to go into fuck me. Fuck what I'm saying. Just like you said, you look good. Just like you said, you look good. And those people are hating most likely because of that. It's like, yeah, you're using what you got and you're doing it. That doesn't make you a kiss ass. There's more reasons than this whole conformity thing why you're not where you want to be, big dog.
Exactly. That's what I say. Like, at work, I'm like, I'm not the best electrician, but I'm a good employee.
Ooh.
And companies value that. You know, like,
ooh.
There may be people that are better at being an electrician, but I'm good at work. I do what I'm told, try not to complain, go about my business, I help out, you know? And it's like, that to me is more important than being like, I'm the master at this fucking thing, you know? Like,
yeah, but you're annoying and fat and lazy in other ways. You know?
Yeah.
And they don't like you, nigga, because you stink probably when you come in or some weird ass shit too. Like,
right.
They're musty every time you come in.
Oh,
office.
Bro.
Cool.
I walk into the trailer one day and you wearing cologne? I'm like, yeah, it smells fucking good. Hey, yeah, you trying to have sex? I'm like, yeah, you probably want to fuck me because I do smell that great.
You,
like,
you ain't never smelled it before, have you?
Why do you care what I did? Like, I like to bathe, man. I like to smell good. You know what? I can also go long stretches where I don't do that. But why? If I got a shower at the house, I'm a shower. And they're like, it's just, that's gay. And everything for me at work is still like, that's gay. I'm like, bro, I'm 7/8. Like, that doesn't bother me.
And I'll probably fuck your bitch because she enjoys my smell. Let's be real here.
Right? And it's about dominance. You know, if I fuck a dude, it ain't because I'm into it. You know, I'm just trying to prove a point. That hasn't happened, though. Yeah, I'm just saying I would if I had to.
I would if I had to.
Yeah, if I had to, you know.
Would you, Dave Chappelle. Oh, man, I didn't get to say this, but I have wanted to say this, man. I think I said it to you last night, but I honestly, if more women came out and said, oh yeah, I fucked this trans dude. If trans dudes got, okay, if more dudes got their girl taken by trans dudes, or if we found out that more women were openly dating them, mm-hmm. I think that we would have more respect for them. Am I wild for that?
Now, I think you just offended him because you said I would. We would have more respect for
them. Okay, not respect. Ooh, not respect.
You're offensive,
wow,
motherfucker.
It. Okay, okay, not respect. Understanding. We would be leveling with them too because it would be like,
absolutely.
We would 100%. Be like, damn, you like women too? And you actually get them?
Like, yeah, think about like the ancient, like, think about in like Caesar's day and stuff when like all the manly men were fucking each other, right?
Right.
And it was,
exactly.
It was common. Nobody was like, hey, you little bitch, you fucked Chuck. You know, it's like, no, Chuck's probably going to lop your head off with a fucking sword. You
exactly.
know, and he's fucking 6'5" and yoke.
Yes.
Like, it's just like everybody just has to conform to the cool thing. And I'm like, who gets to pick what that thing is? The Man. People with the money. And it's like only because people want money. I'm like, if you give up on the money thing and just associate yourself with people that are decent, like everything flows way better. I don't know. I got to smoke pot. I'm way too sober for this.
I think I'm going to take a hit, too.
Mm. What you smoking on? You smoking flower or you doing the dabskis?
Mm, flower.
Yeah. My boy Wheeler.
Bro, dabs really blow good. My face off, bro.
Really?
Yes, man. Oh, I can't function. I got shit to do today, man.
I'm upset that your plans fell through for September. I was hoping you'd swoop out here.
That would have made that would have been fire.
If not, I'm gonna have to make my way out there soon,
bro.
I'm still a little busy, but
come
Ted, you're gonna have to edit this part out, bro.
As we both take a rip, hilarious. God damn, I'm supposed to go somewhere after this. I'm about to be blazed.
Where you going?
Up to my girl's house.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
She ain't expecting some kind of performance.
She's not expecting me to be. She likes it when I smoke, man. I actually think that smoking helps me out because I'm a spaz, as you
me
know.
Me too.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, that fast talking and, like, all that quick-ass shit and, like, me overthinking and blah, 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 man.
Calms it down, but you still keep your wit. That's my problem. Drink, I lose the wit.
You lose the what?
The wit. You know what I mean? Like, when you smoke, like, for me, my brain moves really fast. I talk too much. I'm jumping around to different... I mean, you and I are very similar in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But weed, I like, it puts me on one topic at a time. So, but I could still keep like my intellect, my wit. Like I can still.
Oh,
think
the
sharp.
Wit, yeah. Bro. Man, I thought you were saying the wet, just with like an accent. You
lose the wit.
The wit.
Goddamn, out here in Washington.
You lose the wit. You know the wit. That's when you walk with a little bit of swag and you step the wit. I'm like, dude, nobody says that.
Bro, have you ever been told anything about big dick energy?
I've heard about it, yeah.
I had a man, I was like, yeah, I don't really, for some reason, dudes always have an issue with me, you know? And he's like, that's because you got big dick energy, bro. I was like, excuse me? Like, my dick is quite average, thank you. and he's like, no, like, he's like, you're like kind of a confident dude. So like, I think that offends dudes. And I was like, that seems like a weird concept to me. Like, big dick energy, like, it doesn't make sense to me to think like, why would somebody be like, well, that guy acts like a guy. I don't like him. Like, no. What is the whole, what is that like a toxic masculinity? Cause that's what I thought he said. Like, you're toxic because you have big dick or BDE. I had to have him explain it. I don't know what BDE is, but apparently that's what it was.
I feel like if you are comfortable with yourself around people that are not comfortable with themselves, it's going to make them more uncomfortable. That's it.
Ooh, true. Honestly, what was that? You did the Comedy Cube? Was that what it was called, Comedy Cube?
It was called that, yeah.
Dude, you were so fucking confident and swaggy in that.
Thank you, bro.
Like, that's the thing that stuck out immediately to me. It was like, man, he's up there like, he just does not give a fuck.
That's such a huge compliment. Like, compliment.
Because you're probably tripping, huh? It's probably still nerve wracking.
I really am not, actually. I don't give a fuck. I really don't.
That's good.
I genuinely am not giving a fuck. And I am present. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking. I'm not freaking out. I'm thinking about what I'm about to say next, but no, I'm comfy.
I just couldn't help but bust out laughing at the response. I even showed Carrie that when you, the last, like, your closing joke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Mark and I have been talking. I was talking to Mark and Fez, and we were reminiscing about old shit, and it was more of a serious conversation at the time. I was like, but then Mark has a joke about it, you know? And I'm like, it's funny because, like, you see the audience, and they're like, as soon as he says it, it's like everybody's like, ooh.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh. And she's like, a lot of people, you know, that's like, they don't want to, you know, it's funny until it's like in their face. And it's like, but that's life. And that's what I find funny. Like, this is shit that happened. Like, we didn't make all this up.
It needs to be talked about.
Yeah. If you don't talk about it, that's why we end up on the street fucking yelling at signs.
Yes, bro.
Talk it out. Motherfucker.
Also, like, first off, motherfuckers don't hear that side. No one hears about, like, what the thought is. What the thoughts are going, they're just like thinking that no, there's no thought going into anything, or that, you know what I'm saying, and whatever. I just feel like that's it definitely, like, adds a humanizing factor to some shit that's, it can be inhuman. I just made myself a really quick sourdough shrimp.
That's
and avocado.
What that was.
Woo! I just made
I heard
that
some, I was like, "Are you?" It sounded like some pencil sketch on a TV or something. I heard the but
dude,
that was toast.
I made toast. I made shrimp, and I made avocado just super quick on a piece of bread.
All
fire.
While I was just roasting up.
Yes, dude. It was very. I mean, all I cooked was shrimp. Really, the toast is gonna, like, just sit on there for a second. It was very simple, but so fire.
I smashed 3 fish tacos and some fries, and I'm still like, I can eat. Well, I can eat.
Right.
But I'm on this diet, you know, so I'm trying to keep this thing a temple. All right, I packed up my dab. What else we got for top?
Shit, I don't know, man. Mom believed everything from the priest, Catholic women holding their priest and celebrity status.
Fez's shit's always real. I'm like, I don't. Oh, childhood hero is a pretty good one. Addiction to power is now being harvested. The millennial conundrum.
Fez really be moving us along. Okay. I feel like we can't talk about Squid Games because he's gone now. You know?
We can. I mean, we can.
Okay. What'd you think about it?
So I thought Squid Games initially, I was like, okay, I see where this is going. But the games were not, to me, the focus wasn't, I thought it was good. Sorry. I'm going to just leave it there. I thought it was good. I want to see what you say, and then I'll go, because my thoughts are all over the place. There's
okay.
So many different things that I find cool about it.
The sets were amazing. Every set design was fire and detailed, okay? I hope that they don't do an American version, but I think that we would have cool-ass games. We would have, like, musical chairs, but death and shit. You know, and it would be like you running to a big ass chair or something and jumping on it, but there's always going to be one person without it, and you get shot if you don't make it. I mean, like, lava? How was there no, like, you're on the floor is lava? You missed the floor is lava, G. The floor is really lava. I'm sorry, but would I have designed different games? Yes, I could be creative, but the games that they did do, regardless the way the story was maneuvering through the games, and you know when people are gonna get fucked up every time, and the switches they were constantly doing, and what they were saying about life and how people are and the psychology, and I don't know, sometimes I feel like the characters, you know, if you were this character, you're staying this character the whole time. There was no, like, it was kind of a character arc, actually, in the characters, but it wasn't, like, huge. Like, the gangster dude with the fucking snake face, he fucking stayed pretty much the same the whole time. It's not like he gained a heart towards the end and was like, all right, everybody, I'll sacrifice myself. He did not do that.
No, quite the opposite.
Yes, it would have been awesome. So, I mean, like, I don't want to just It's just like those little changes. What if the dude started off as a total asshole and then got a heart, but he like stayed soft the whole time? I mean, and he just fell deeper into his character. But that's some American shit, and maybe
exactly.
I don't want to hold that to, you know, that standard. If there's another season, that'll be cool, and we get to see even more. So,
well, you gotta redeem them at the end somehow. No, you don't, bitch.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Be shitty.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, now with the games, I'm like, sitting there, I'm like, I could come up with more creative games. I don't know what that says about me, but I didn't find the games themselves to be what was so interesting. I did go back and watch bits and pieces a second time around, like somebody else watching, and I'd sit down and just watch with them, you know?
Right. Okay.
But especially after seeing it partially kind of second time through, I think what's more interesting is the way they select the games or make people select the teams, for example.
Now like, that mm-hmm.
that was the twist, because what I didn't really pay attention to the first time around was, do you remember when Yakuza snake tattoo guy, okay, and the chick, like they have mm-hmm. their thing, right? And she's right. like, babe, and she's like, meet me in the bathroom, they fuck or whatever, and then she's like, now we got to protect each other, right?
Okay.
So then later on in the games, they go and it comes to the game where it's the two-person pair game. And I'm like, oh, well, he didn't pick her for the next game that went on. And I'm like, that potentially could work. And then I'm like, now I'm actually sitting there thinking about the game and how it's played. Does that make me like one of the bad guys that's sitting in there paying money to watch these people do this now?
Ooh, wow. That was a good way to put it.
Because I'm like, I'm identifying now with the psychology of this, because I'm like, oh, wow, you could make it more interesting, because if you have, you know, on this game, like pick your partner and you want to pick the big strong partner and it's a game that like a woman would have been a better partner, then on the next game, are you going to be like, maybe I should pick a woman? And is that going to be a deciding factor? Like, I thought the way that they made people select, or like the tug of war teams, like, hey, get your team together. And like everybody's rushing for this. Like, what if tug of war wasn't tug of war? And it was something else, you know. They changed everything
in the Marine Corps, where you're just, they tell you to set up and you don't know what the fuck is next at all.
Ever.
It could be a weakness in your body that you couldn't do, or like, is this the test that I don't make it out of? Like, what if they test me right now and I can't do this thing right now? You know, it starts feeling like that. So yeah, of course it wasn't for death, but it's like, damn, what if I fucking really can't shoot her? What if I really get too afraid and can't jump down that wall? Or what if I really can't make it through? And this is the chance that they show that. Like, so
what if I can't get over that little stairway to heaven there?
That stupid ass little jump hop over that thing. Am I out? Some people really could not make it over that.
I know a dude that on the stairway to heaven in boot camp, like his first go around, fell from like damn near the top and fucked up his back and couldn't finish. Ended up getting like medically discharged. Yeah.
So he was like one of the first people.
What do you mean one of the first people? Oh, like going on the obstacle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I mean, this was after I was already in like a couple years. I just know that he was only a couple months into boot camp, or a month or two into it. Had an accident on that. Ended up busting his back or some shit and couldn't serve out. So they like discharged him as a lance or something. I'm like, fuck, you didn't even complete boot camp. How do you get out with medical as a lance? You know, like, and then I'm like, that's just me being a dick because I was in the Marines. I'm like, why the fuck he get that? You know, wow, I'm shitty. Does that make me a bad person?
No, I think about like you got promoted while you were sitting in the bed.
That's like, what I'm getting. Process like you fell out. Off a wall and you got to outrank like all the other people that successfully made it through.
It's time and service,
and
man.
War and
time
shit.
And service, bro. That's such a huge thing.
It's crazy. Okay. Well, I don't feel as bad then for being like, you can't be a bitch and get rewarded. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, bro.
Let me tell your back is a private. No, right? Like, just for real. But that's just evil, you know. Mark ain't no shit. Mark really is.
If you're listening out there, bro, I apologize, but it's still funny.
Yeah, I mean, look, dude, I hope he got paid, man, I guess.
Yeah, you get medical, MedSep, you can get some money.
Hey, look, I know somebody else that got hurt like that, and then they got a percentage.
I'm telling you what, give me the life back. I go out there and get real fucked up on them stairs, never work again.
Man, nah, you work again.
Yeah, it's true.
It's not, man.
They're not going to give you enough to live comfortably.
Come on, man. You live it better than you are now. You know about NFTs, man?
Yeah, bro. Been knowing about NFTs.
Okay, would you make one? And then, like, you got one. Okay, so
one.
Let me not insult you, man. Let me not insult you.
Come on, now.
Okay.
No, bro, that's not quite that much of a state. I can tell you don't know much just off the questions you're asking. So first, to me, like, this is kind of fun. What is an NFT to you?
It is a digital asset.
Okay.
All right. It's a digital asset of a piece of art. It could be an audio. It could be a video. It could be whatever, a piece of content. And it's something that's an asset that's authenticated by the code of whatever it is. And it's whatever you code it to, as far as what coin, it's going to grow in that. It's going to grow in whatever that currency is.
Okay. Well, I mean, the grow part's just kind of a throw up, like, grow may just not be necessarily the right term.
The right word. Okay. Okay.
Like appreciate would probably be a little more. And that's still, now that is still subject to market demand, of course, just like stock market.
Right. Okay.
Be,
right. Right. Yes.
So you have the NFT, like you said, yes, it's non-fungible token, meaning like it's essentially, I have a painting, or I have a picture, or I have a sculpture, or whatever it is in the physical world. It's just like, it's like going into Fortnite and buying a skin for your character that you pay US dollars for, right? You go, you buy US dollars, buys you Fortnite bucks or whatever they call it. It's been a long time since I played video games, but it buys you like digital in-game money, right? And you buy these in-game things, right? And it's like, mm-hmm. For us old people, we are always like, that's fucking stupid. Why would I pay money for this internet thing when it's not even real, right? And we like to associate value with like shit that old people did, right? Like,
yes,
that's
yes.
Not even fucking gold. Where are you going to put it? You need to invest in oil, right? So, which to me... if you sit here and you dwell on like the way things have been, like you always miss out, right? Like look at every old person now, right? Like me with the old people hate aside. It's like, if you're old and you couldn't really make it or get by, I don't really feel bad for you because you had more opportunity. And old people are like, that's not necessarily true. And it's like, no, fuck you. It is true. Like less competition, there is more opportunity. So to think that all of these people coming up now are going to be like, yeah, let's keep doing what the old fuckers did. It's stupid. Like it's a dumb fucking line of logic. And why I like cryptocurrency investments and NFTs is not necessarily even because I endorse them or support them or believe in them. It's just, they're so trend driven that it's very fucking easy to pay attention to. Bro, get the fuck out. Sorry, I got really distracted. There's a dude riding by on his bicycle with his kid in the back, and the kid was slumped, full back, rolling over with the head like at the back bicycle tire.
It's a baby or a child?
No, it was like a 12-year-old kid that was like full on scorpion bent back.
Does the dude not know?
I don't think he knows, but all the pedestrians on the side of the road were looking at him like, what the fuck? Like, the kid looks dead.
Oh, looks no.
Dead. It could be dead. I don't know. I'm going to go with not dead. just for my own sake.
Everyone's like, yo, is this dude just, he's jamming the music. He's just listening.
He does have his headphones and pedaling. He's coming back. Maybe nap time, maybe. But that kid is going to wake up with a hurting neck. Where was I? Netflix.
NFTs.
NFTs. NFTs.
Trendy, like easy to follow.
Because they're trendy, easy to mm-hmm. follow. And I feel like everybody now sees the internet and what everybody like wants and needs. And like, this is what makes you cool. And this is like, so everybody wants to do the cool things, right? And it's like, all you have to do is pay attention to those trends. And for me personally, it has served me well. But with the NFTs, they don't necessarily grow. They appreciate. So an NFT can be a project.
For example, I meant to say grow in value, man. No, Jesus no, I know. Christ.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry. You better sit here and take this reprimand, bitch. No, but so like with the NFT, it's like, what's tricky about an NFT is in order to get that growth, the value, it has to be in a project that's actually like beneficial. You know what I mean? So for example, the first one that I bought for a, I don't want to say actual numbers. I got like, I got to talk to my lawyer before any of this stuff. But so I bought one for a price that was, you know, everybody was like, dude, that's ridiculous. Why did you just spend a bunch of money on a picture of like a fucking a cartoon picture sketch that looks like it was done by a toddler? And I'm like, well, because of the project that's behind it, you know, and all this stuff. So people were like, okay, you spent this much money on a fucking picture that's not even a real picture. Like it's not being sent to your house or anything. I was like, no. I was like, but it's a token. It gives me admission to a conference for the next 3 years if I want to go to that conference. And they're like, it seems dumb. So then I turned around and I sold it and I made like a 2,000% return on it.
What did anybody have to say then?
And then everybody's like, hey, what happened with your NFT thing, you know? And I was like, oh yeah, I ended up, unfortunately I had to sell it because I needed money for some stuff. And I was like, so I sold it. And I told them, you know, what I had sold it for. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, no, dude. I was like, remember, like I told you, it's once you buy it, just consider it spent. And then that, like, that's my whole thing, right? Like purchase it and just count it as like you bought it and it's gone. And then you won't beat yourself up. But that one appreciated a ton. And then I still was really new and I realized that there's different projects. So now I invested in like NFTs that are actually trading cards. Like, you know how there's Magic the Gathering and Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh and all that stuff. Well, I invested in this project called Parallel, right? And it's essentially like Magic the Gathering or Pokemon cards, but they're all NFTs. So, you know, Pokemon cards became like very, very popular. And then you had the holographic cards and then you had like the first edition holographics and second editions. And then it was like these specialty packs. Well, then the more rare something was, the more valuable it became. But then what did you always need to figure out something? Like people would fake things, right? Well, with an NFT, you can't fake the item, right? It's protected by the blockchain and the way that that works. So essentially it's like having the first edition cards for this new NFT game. Now the game's not even completed. It's not even made. That's where the investing part comes into it, right? So the
is
project.
Is this Vivi? You talking about Vivi?
No, this is not Vivi. This one is called Parallel.
Oh, but you've heard of Vivi though, huh?
I believe, is that the like online world where you can actually in-house farm for cryptocurrency and stuff?
In-house farm for cryptocurrency, yes. Yeah, and it's pop art. It's popular art and shit.
Yeah, so basically that's the thing. It's like you have to look at the project, like because some people think like, hey, you just buy a picture and wait for the picture to go up in value. No, like you have to pay attention to the project more so. So like I invested in this, not because I'm like, hey, I'm really into collectible card games or anything like that. It's just because of the fact that this is the first attempt at a complete NFT trading card game where your cards are going to be blockchain cards that you can basically transfer back and forth between people. And sell.
That's what's going to keep them moving because there'll be value in that, you know?
Exactly. So, and then if you think about, and it's like, people are like, well, that sounds dumb. You know, you spend $1,000 on one card. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm looking, when I went on to shop, like I looked for the additions and the rarity, right? Like, so this is one card out of 500, but this is one card out of 500 from the very start of this game. Now, if this game does hypothetically become Magic the Gathering, sure, it could not, it could, who knows where it would go. But if it were to go to like become a big card game like Magic the Gathering has cards that are like first edition cards that people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to purchase one card. You know what I mean? So to me, it's like, okay, if I have money, instead of going and spending it on something that I don't really need at the time, I would rather just waste it, buy something stupid like that for the chance. I guess it's the way I gamble, you know? So I kind of use them more as a gamble, but I would not be knowledgeable enough to ever give anybody investment advice, you know, like, but find a cool project and then pick reasons why you think it might appreciate. And that would be like the shit. Like Warren Buffett's whole investment philosophy was like, he just invested in shit that he personally liked. Like he thought Coca-Cola was great, invested a ton in it. He thought this was great, invested in ton. And like, because he genuinely liked the products and he had an unbiased opinion, he made a bunch of money because other people had the same opinion.
Nice.
God, that's nerdy. Money talks.
No, dude, that was that was badass. And also, I am thinking about either making an NFT or buying it. Both making and buying one, you know. So I'd like to do that. That does sound fun and badass.
You're gonna start a project?
Yeah.
We should start a redeeming qualities NFT project to get easily this thing off the ground.
Easily, we should.
I got no artistic, like I can paint, but I can't I can't do anything digitally that well. So I'm gonna have
to. I can draw, but not great.
Who did your podcast artwork?
Oh man, these guys in Malaysia.
Really?
Yeah, it was badass, wasn't it?
That shit slapped. I was like, dude, no, I want something like that.
No, everyone is like, dude, what the fuck is that? Like I had to go find these guys. And like make it something. I had to find and work with them, talk with them, transfer money into different ass things. Like find what their money was and transfer and do the math, all that shit. I mean, if you've done anything with Fiverr, then you've done something like that before. But still,
I mean, Fiverr is the dope concept in the first place.
It is. I didn't find them on Fiverr. I didn't even find them on Fiverr. I found them like on Instagram, and then they contacted them. It took forever. And I like just had so much time though. It really took me like a month. So it was just like, hey man, I just want to get this done. Just tell me, you know, you get it done as fast as possible, but like, I would just like it. And, you know, which is good.
I mean,
but
did you give them the idea or they just like,
them, I drew up a mock for it. Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. I drew up a mock and then I saw their other artwork and I said, can you just put these things in there? This is the way I want it to be composed and arranged, but you know, make it your thing. But I want to be sitting there like this and this. And somehow they captured that through different languages. They captured that and got it perfectly, dude.
It just, to me, it's like, if you know Mark, the picture's fitting. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's what I like about it. But I think that sometimes it's weird because like people talk to me about like, hey, I heard on your podcast or whatever. And I'm like, it's weird because people that know me know that I'm exactly this way. But other people sometimes are like, you really think such and such about such and such? And I'm like, yeah, that's why I said it. You know, like, it's weird because your artwork perfectly sums up you as a person for some reason in my head. I'm like, yeah,
thanks,
that's
man. It's good. It goes with my personality. So
big time.
Yeah. Perfect. I found something that I liked that was groovy. And, it was like, I love this fucking dude. Can I? And they just like worked with me, man. I'm at some point, I feel like their artwork is going to get too big because they are growing. And it's going to be like, I got a cool piece of artwork from some motherfuckers. And that could be my fucking NFT.
Turn that bitch into the NFT now. Man, give somebody like, honestly, I will buy your first NFT off you.
Bro, you think I should take that down from everything and then make it?
I think you should turn that into an NFT. I would like to purchase it off you personally. I want to like, I'll give you $100 for your NFT version of that.
$100?
I'll give you $100.
Whoa. Can I make it more than one thing? Can I make it like,
you can make a project. I'm just saying for the first NFT, I want the original piece, the one of one original piece.
The one of one, bro. Come on, dude.
I want the master to your shit, bro.
Dude, I want that shit master. Is badass. And you're going to offer me $100? I know how cool it is, bro.
I'll give you a G. Give me the picture.
It just decreased tenfold. Well, now you're talking. You're talking.
You can get royalties off of this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you can get royalties off of the original. I'm going to talk you into it still. Give me some time. Wait,
that's hilarious, but that's fucking, that is good artwork, and now it makes me want to go back to them. Damn. He's going to go back to them and ask for a second piece now. Jesus.
Hey, we need to, hey, Fez, cut this part out. We actually need to collaborate.
You should do one with them as well.
That's what I'm saying. We need to collaborate with them and be like, hey, would you be interested in representing me in an NFT project? And you should, like, we should do that for your comedy, because your comedy is going to grow. And the earlier, like, if you're the next fucking Chappelle, then, like, imagine what your NFT's worth.
Right. Yeah. No, he, like, take his artwork and, like, fucking actually, like, I mean, look, I could keep it up on my podcast, but then make it a fucking, and then,
absolutely.
But, yeah. But then you still make use the NFT. Image. Right. Yeah. Right.
And you can do multiples of the NFT too. So, like, you don't got to give me the masters, you know, like, maybe I'll take a second edition. I'm gonna get rich off you somehow.
That's just great, man. I know. I the value of that, how cool it was, came to me, like, it just hit me kind of now, because you were one of several people that have been like, where the fuck did you get that, dude? That shit is sick. And I'm like, damn. And niggas is almost like, did you make that? And if I had said yes, they would have, this nigga Mark is a god, right? You know, they would have he was ready to scream.
If
but
only
no,
you have a little less honesty in them bones.
Woo, boy. Hey, yeah, edit this out, Fez, edit this out, G. Composed, illustrated, and animated by yours, Fugazi.
So, I always joke around with Fez about shit story, because last time you guys talked about shit stories, and I didn't get my shit story out, and then I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. But earlier, when we were talking about, like, what's the most fucked up you ever been, what is the most, like, sick you have ever been?
The most sick I've ever been.
The most, like, physically ill, not from, like, a drug, but, like, you got the flu, you got whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
What's the most sick you've ever been?
I got meningitis one time when I was young, and that shit took me off my feet, man. Insane back pains. Can't walk, like, legs. I think I could not use my back and legs to get up, because my head and my back and everything was hurting so bad. An insane pain like that. I just remember feeling, not saying paralyzed, but just in so much pain, I'm rendered useless. And fucking just feeling an overall wrongness in my body that's fucking painful as well. And then just being weak as fuck and being dizzy. And that shit, because I fucking went to the Bud Billiken parade.
The what?
The Bud Billiken parade, which is a Chicago parade. And it's fucking, like, in the city. And it's just, like, they have all these dancers and fun shit, but there'll be people out there playing drums, and there'll be dudes selling pop on the corner. So I went down and took some money and bought a goddamn...
porta potty hot dogs.
There's two things that it could have been. I went and got a pop from this dude, or
they say pop in Chicago.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Or this kid that was there, he was sitting with his neck tied up. He was sitting there all, like, fucking tired, and his neck was hurting. And I was like, I could fix your neck. And then I, like, did, like, a chiropractor, like, moved his head.
I'm some infected person.
I was some infected person, and he started crying. And his mom and all the other moms were like, what the hell is wrong with you? I remember them all yelling at me, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and that could have been when I got it, because I touched him and then fucking gave it to myself. And I never even knew.
What the hell is wrong with you?
All of these mothers, middle-aged moms, just looking at me like I'm a fucking demon, dude. It was, I got sick, like, a few days later. Took the fuck down, son. So that shit hurt a lot. And then they had to do a spinal tap, no homo on me. They had to fucking take fluid out of my spine.
Fuck me in the ass.
Yeah. Spinal Tap, Volume 3, you know. they had to do that shit, and it fucking was lit. If I had moved, I was remember looking at, they drug me up, and it was a surgery, and they literally got fucking liquid out of my spine. And had I moved or jumped, like, I would be paralyzed. So it was pretty sensitive.
What?
Yeah,
I don't even know what meningitis is, I'll be honest. Doesn't sound pleasant, though. Like, what is?
I still don't know, to be honest. I can type that in.
It just fucked the shit up.
Meningitis. Let's look.
I thought it was like a throat fucking thing.
It is an inflammation of the brain and spinal cord membranes, typically caused by an infection. Meningitis.
Brain and spinal cord?
Yes.
Okay, that don't sound too great.
Meningitis is usually caused by a viral infection, but can also be bacterial or fungal. Vaccines can prevent some forms of meningitis.
Oh, you fucking sheep.
Yeah. Fuck me up. Fuck me up, bro.
Dude, man. I did, for some reason, I always thought it was a throat. Like, I heard people be like, yeah, I got meningitis.
That's
like,
mononucleosis.
Ah, okay. Way off.
Yeah.
Mono.
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 Yeah. You ever got mono?
No.
Yeah.
That's I wasn't very popular with the ladies. And then you have to, like, actually get your mouth on some other mouse.
Right. Yeah, it's like, no. I feel like getting mono is like, oh, you fucking, huh? Yeah.
Hey, look at him. Good for you. He's a Mac.
Look at that boy. He got mono. There he is. Look at him.
My boy getting it.
Look at him. He got mono. Mono, this kid.
Oh, dude. I got really fucking sick. The most sick I think I've ever been was in the Marine Corps. I got injured in the Philippines. I came back to the U.S. and I was in Quantico waiting to get a surgery. And I'm like, for some reason, I just end up starting to feel kind of sick. And then I'm like, you know how it was in the Marine, like, there's nothing, you go to work regardless, right? So I just remember going into work, but my boss happened to be like the coolest boss I ever had my entire time that I was in. And I remember we're sitting there and his office was actually just an old barracks room that was like converted into like an office. So we basically had a shower and a bathroom and all that stuff inside of like a regular room with the office set up inside of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking in, he's like, yo, man, like, you do not look good. And I was like, yeah, I don't feel good either. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, the second I sit down in the chair to start like my work day, I'm like, oh, I got a shit. So I go and I get up and I like walk, take a shit, like nasty ass shit. And I'm like, okay. And then I go and I sit back down. And then as soon as I sit down after just getting back from the bathroom, I'm like, oh fuck, I think I'm gonna throw up. So I walk back into the bathroom. And you know, it's like 10 feet to walk from my desk to the bathroom. And it's right in front of Gunny's desk. And I'm like, kind of just pacing back. And I'm like, bleh. And you can obviously hear everything that's going on. He's 10 feet away in a little barracks room. So he can hear the fucking liquid shits. He can hear me throwing up. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I come out and he's like, you good, big dog? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm all, I don't feel too good. He's like, yeah, you don't look too good. So then I sit there for like 5 more minutes. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling pretty fucking shitty. And it's getting worse and worse. And the next time I go to stand up, like, I'm like, I feel like crippled 130-year-old woman, you know, like, I can't stand up straight and I'm bending over. And this point, it's almost getting to the point I can't move my body fast enough to get to the toilet to go and like get rid of fluids. And then after that, each time I would go to the bathroom, I go and I'd sit down in there to shit, but I'd be vomiting while I was shitting at the same time.
Oh my God.
So I'd have to hold the trash can up and I'd be like, and just fucking everything's going. And you know, you're like power blasting the toilet. So all the shit's splashing back up.
Yes.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Your back's
like,
wet.
Yeah. I'm like, just like, I'm just like already feel deathly ill. Well, it's a barracks room. So it still has a shower in there, but I don't have like soap. And I'm like, I got to at least shower myself off. So I jump in the shower. I'm like showering myself off. And like, he's like, dude, you need to go home. And I was like, thank you. And I took off. I remember that was like the worst I had ever felt in my entire life. And I was like,
when'd you go home? Where'd you go? Back to
Well, I was living on base housing at the time. So I drove back there for like 15 minutes. I remember I actually had sat in the bathroom for like 30 minutes before trying to go home because I wanted to make sure I got rid of everything. And then like
just like you're shaking and shit, just like I don't know, yeah, I'm gonna make it to my bathroom, to my car right
exactly
now.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even it was like I wouldn't know when it was coming on, and when it came on
you're
it
scared
had to go
your
right
ass
away
scared you. Yeah.
And then I remember because of that one time, I like after Carrie and I had gotten married, the day after we got married. The day before we got married, or 2 days before, she got really sick. And I'm like, her friends and stuff were flying out for the wedding and everybody's getting there early. So we were like hanging out with everybody, having like barbecues and stuff. And this was in Dallas. And I remember Carrie's like, I'm going to go lay down, you know? And she's like, I'm not feeling very good. I'm like, dude, you got all these people here. Like, get up, quit being a pussy, you know? And she's like, no, I just really don't feel good. And I'm like, ah, you're fucking big deal, you know, being a douchebag. And then we go through, she feels fine for the wedding. We go have the wedding. And then that next day, I wake up in the middle of shitting myself in the bed. And I'm like, whoa! I run into the bathroom, like, with shit still, like, coming out of me, Mark. Like, I'm talking, I'm actively pooping. And she's like, what's going on? And I was like, get out of the bed, I just pooped. And she's like, what? And I'm like, I just shit, like, woke up in the middle of just liquid, nasty shit. And it was literally the day after we got married.
Oh, my God.
The bed with her in it. And then sprinted into the bathroom to, like, finish it off. And it was just, like, this nasty mess. We were supposed to fly out that next day to go back to Cali. But I ended up having to change the plane ticket for a couple other days so I could just sit there and, like, let the sickness run its course. And that was, like, one of my most embarrassing sick times. I was, like, I actually shit the bed the day after my wedding with my new bride. In the bed.
Woo! Jesus.
Right? Pretty nasty.
That's so fucked up, man. You know, Farrakhan, he said that they poisoned him one time and he was shitting out of his dick and pissing out of his asshole.
What? Oh, the visual. Can you imagine something just coming all slow and squeezed out the tip of your dick?
Dude, and it would have to burn too.
Oh, no.
And then, like, you ain't getting head for a year after that.
That's making my stomach hurt. I don't even feel good thinking about the image.
And then I was like, do you think he stood up to take a shit because it was piss?
I got to take a shit. What are you standing for? Don't worry about it.
Hey, you mind your goddamn... You're facing away from the toilet, bro.
You know what's funny? My uncle told me the story one time. He was a young bumpkin kid growing up on a farm and they were climbing trees and shit. And he's like, I'm going to go up to this next branch, you know? And he goes and he's climbing and a branch snaps and he ends up falling to a lower branch. But he, like, the branch stops him, but, like, spread leg, you know, sitting in a horse style straight to the nuts and everything. Well, I guess the branch that he landed on down below, I don't know what kind of tree it was, if it was a thorn or a twig or whatever, but something ended up, like, puncturing into the side of his penis, basically, mm-hmm. into the urethra. And he said, like, he was like, dude, you know, like, sit there and go to hot, like, this is all, and parents are like, oh, you're okay, whatever. And he said when he went to go fucking pee, he'd, like, sit down at the toilet or, like, stand up at the toilet initially to go pee. And then, like, the first time he went to pee, he's like, he had a stream going into the toilet and the other stream was, like, shooting off the left into the bathtub. And he was just like, what the fuck? And I'm like, wait, really? And it, like, it had pierced all the way through and he was pissing out the side. So until it healed up, he had to, like, sit down to pee for a while.
Damn.
Just squirting all over both sides. Can you imagine that, having your dick pierced all the way through?
Jesus. You think you could ever pierce your dick?
Do I think I could?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a bitch, Mark, if I'm honest. Probably no. Uh-uh.
Honestly, you think you, like, could do your nipple?
I was joking around about this the other day. Nipple I could probably do. I got some nasty-ass nipples anyway. But yeah, I'm like, no, penis. Nuh-uh.
Do you have one of those? Do you have the type of body where there's no hair on your chest and then there's just hair around your nipples somehow?
Yeah, bro. But not, like, much. I'm like, I'm a pretty hairless individual. But yeah, no hair on my chest, but I get, like, the random onesie twosie long ass nipple hairs. You're like,
do you pull them off? Do you yank them off?
Yeah, bro, of course. Yeah, I'm a civilized human.
My ex used to do that. She had literally hairy nipples, G.
Really?
But it was kind of hot though, a little bit. I was like, damn, bitch, okay.
Is that
kind of
your thing?
I mean, it's not my thing.
Like pulling them out with your teeth or something?
You know what, dude? There's this porn star, man. I'm just, let's get nasty for a second, man. There's this porn star. Her name is Miss B Nasty. All right? Dude.
Is she a large woman?
She's not fat. No, this lady's fine, bro. This is like the ideal porn star.
Miss B Nasty.
B, just B, not even B-E. All right. So she has this video where she's bent over towards the camera and she's like touching the butt plug in her butt, and then she like tries to push it out, you know, of her butt, and she pushes it out and a turd comes out, and she like tries to like knock the thing out, but she ends up catching a handful of turd. But it's kind of hot, bro.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm explaining it, it sounds nasty. I bet you walk and you say I it's not bad. Her followers went up after that and she's still super hot. I'm telling you, it was the weirdest effect. And I think that that's an example of, like, we don't know what the fuck. I'm not saying I'm into that, but, like, in a certain situation.
I'm not saying I'm into that, but it just got my dick hard.
I think I understand how a woman, you could ask a woman to do something that she might not ever think she was into. And then if she turned on at the moment, she's totally understanding of, like, I'll try it once. Like,
oh, yeah,
more,
that's true.
See what I'm saying? So me seeing that, I'm like, whoa, do I have a turd thing? I don't.
Is that, do I want to be shit on all this?
I don't, though. But, I mean, like, that was not bad.
Are you toasting up sandwiches again?
Wait, you don't eat ass?
No, I'll eat ass.
Am I toasting up sandwiches or am I man, when you said am I toasting up sandwiches, I thought that you said am I tossing up salads again.
Oh, which is, you been tossing them salads, man?
You toasting up sandwiches again? That's what they call it in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be all on them sandwiches.
Man, I'll be toasting them. Nah, does it sound like I am?
Yeah. Like,
nah. Nah, I'm sitting.
Like you're rubbing your
I just got a text.
Rough ass skin.
I just got it. That's possible too, but I just text.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you did just completely changed.
Oh, well, yeah.
You sound way better.
I just picked the microphone up near my mouth.
That's what it is. Fine, man. This ain't rocket surgery there, huh?
Yeah, man. I totally took it to the next level there, I guess. But, man, dude, I mean, we've talked about a lot of shit, man. I kind of got to get going, bro. All
right, bro. You want me to close her out?
Yeah, close her out.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to another episode of the Redeeming Qualities Podcast, Not How Friends Speak. Fuck me, Fez, every time. Sorry, bud. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Redeeming Qualities Podcast, Not How Men Speak, But How Friends Speak. Appreciate it. Fez, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace. I didn't think it was that.
I don't know how to hang up, bro.
You don't want to hang up?
I said I don't know how to hang up. I don't
have. Oh, I got it.